welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I want to first thank you so much to my supporters and everybody who's been listening and sharing my videos, and to my Patreons for supporting the show. This show would not continue without you, and thank you so much. YouTube, as everybody knows, does not pay well, and it's difficult to make a living without having your donations, so thank you so much. First, I want to say this week has been a busy week with lots of revelations and interesting news going on, but I first want to start with the YouTube censorship that has really heated up. One of my favorite shows, SGT Report, had their second strike this week, and that means that they aren't able to post to their primary channel for 2 weeks. They do have a backup channel, which I encourage all of you to subscribe to, but they have been shut down. They get one more strike and their channel goes away, and that would be a catastrophe for the truth movement. He has been a warrior on the front lines of truth, and it's really a shame that they're going after him. And it looks like YouTube has ratcheted up the censorship in general. I know people are complaining lately to me that they are not getting notifications of my videos. I don't know why YouTube or how they target or what they do, but please check my channel directly for new videos. Also, please share my stuff. I noticed that some of the most sensitive things that I bring forward, the information that is the most likely to be blacked out by the media, are the videos that get the least viewers. And I don't know if that's because of YouTube or they're just not very popular. I would like to think that my videos are viewed based on the information, not just because I have a celebrity on the show. I mean, some of my, like my latest video with Dr. Boyd Haley, he is amazing. And his revelations that we had this week on the show about cures for autism needs to go wide and far. And he's not a famous celebrity, but his information is really important. And I would hope that those kind of shows can go wide and far without there being the need to be somebody famous on the show, because the truth that is being revealed is so critical for our society. And we're not going to hear it in the mainstream media, unfortunately. If you haven't seen that video with him, it's called Crimes Against Humanity, When Will We Realize? It is about the blocking of his compounds that were reversing the symptoms of autism in thousands and thousands of children. And the FDA came in and shut him down. His work was legal. He was following all the rules, and they shut him down anyways. And even if they thought he wasn't following the rules, why would they shut him down and not work hard to get him approved in some other way? Because they had no bad effects. Nothing was harming children, but at the same time, it was curing or reversing the symptoms of autism. The only known cure that's out there that has worked to that degree. I can't say cure it because I don't know if it cures 100%, but I've talked to parents who believe that it has, and I'm talking extreme cases of autism going to normal children in their eyes. And so it's a crime against humanity to shut this down. The other thing we learn in that video is the role of mercury and what that does for not only autism, but also Alzheimer's and other things. And we're having more mercury in our atmosphere. He has an idea of where it's coming from with the wind conditions in different parts of the world, but I'm also learning that mercury is a big part of the geoengineering. What is going on that we're having mercury sprayed on us when we know it's so damaging to our health? What are they doing? That's not just a climate engineering. That's not just geoengineering. That is forced sickness on the people. And we have to wake up. And that gets to the point, when will we all wake up? A lot of people are very optimistic, including Sean from the SGT Report, who believes that we're reaching the tipping point on a lot of issues such as the sex trafficking, crimes against children. When will we wake up? you know, there's so many things going on, whether you talk about this revelation that aired this week with autism, or you talk about the suicides amongst veterans, you talk about the increases in cancer rate that are, what, 1 in 4 right now, over 50% of our pets. And we're getting it because of our food and what's being sprayed on us and our environment. When will we wake up and realize that if we don't wake up and start demanding our corrupt politicians to do their job, Israel controlling our country, making them put Israel first with the AIPAC pledge, when will we wake up? And I got to give you examples. When we focus, instead of being divided, but we focus on an issue, for like the bovine growth hormones with the milk, people realize they didn't want that. Now they had to abandon it. Monsanto had to abandon that because people do not want that. Same with cannabis. With the cannabis, people focusing together and realizing that cannabis is helping too many people. It needs to be legal. Now all those laws are breaking down and it's becoming a legal medical treatment. And it's just legal in general for so many uses. And that reminds me, I have free information from Greenflower Media. That's the largest video library in the world. They've been doing video series for over 7 years, talking to the top experts in the industry, and now they're opening up their entire library to the public. I'll have the link below. It's free. All you have to do is sign up, and you will have access to hundreds of videos for free. But that is such a perfect example of how when people focus their energies together, instead of being divided and frayed in so many different ways, if we can focus our energies together and focus on corruption, we can make a difference. This autism, it's broader than autism. Although autism itself is horrible and it's growing quickly, and they're working hard to keep people ignorant. They just did a report out that mercury that was in that people that ate, they just did a report that mercury that was in fish wasn't affecting people, and the mercury was not causing autism and was not causing, you know, mothers who had fish that had mercury in it while they were pregnant, that did not cause autism. And they're saying that there's no problem with that. So they're trying to put out as much information to make you think that all these things are not causing autism. But the reality is, watch this video. It's a slam dunk that it is causing autism. There are other issues that could be causing autism as well, but this is one that they know is causing autism. The proof is out there. It's a slam dunk. Dr. Boyd Haley was the chief of the chemistry department at the University of Kentucky, and his resume is very impressive. So this isn't just a slouch coming forward and saying this. I really hope that you watch this and share that video again, because I don't believe enough people are seeing that. But I also want to say, as we close out this, many people are confused about their health. We have all these mixed messages on what's good to eat and what you should do. And there has been a food summit, and there's more coming up, free video series. As I find them, I will make them available for people. But I want to tell you about a Chef Camille. She teaches people how to prepare paleo meals. And a lot of people don't know what to even do. It's just so, and I am one of those. I got to tell you, I don't have much time. Everything seems so complicated. I'm just kind of frustrated. So I do my best. But I've been talking to Chef Camille, and she had a television series. And she also is always putting on these classes for people to teach you how to make meals and recipes that are easier to deal with, and that you can prepare quickly, and for your family, that's much healthier than what you get normally. It's food that your body has been adapted to handle, you know, the paleo diet. It's not stuff that we get now that has changed so dramatically in the last 50 years. It's food that your body can digest, absorb, very healthy, high nutrition. And she teaches you how to make this for your family. So I have a link below if you're interested in that. I know that people who have attended her courses say the value is way more than the time and money they put into it, and really appreciate it. So I hope it's of value to you. And in closing, I want to tell everybody, I hope you have an amazing Memorial Day weekend. And please think about all the soldiers that lost their lives in wars and the soldiers who lost their lives due to suicide, which is an epidemic, another one that we really should be focusing on. The number of suicides has already bypassed the number of suicides that we had in combat in Vietnam. This is the last 15 years using government numbers. Anybody who's listened to my show on a regular basis knows I talk about this often. I've charted this. I have charts. And the number of suicides in the last 15 years is already past World War I combat deaths. We're about half of where we're at World War II. We're at very high numbers. And I'm telling you that the mass media will not cover this. It is a tragedy that we're at these levels. And so please think about those that have taken their lives and those that are still alive that are very sick that may take their lives or that really desperately need help from doctors and our community to help them get past their mental illnesses from dealing with the crap and the things that they see overseas and the atrocities that they're forced to be part of. This can be a healing experience for many and maybe a time for all of us to stop the divide and to come together. And the most important thing is to do your best, your part at trying to educate people as much as possible about all the things that are going on so that we can stop being a divided nation and that we can focus, much like we did with cannabis, like we did with the bovine drug hormone in milk. We can do this if we focus together and stop being divided. So bless all of you and have an amazing Memorial Day weekend.